Okay, this week's Parashat Vayechid is a topic that always fascinated me. I actually have a lot of material, but I didn't get a chance to go through too much of it. But just to touch on the topic, Yisachar and Zevulun. What is the relationship between Yisachar and Zevulun? We know that Chazal tells us about there's a partnership. The partnership where Zevulun supports Yisachar in learning. So let's go to the source. We have really two psukim. We have the pasuk in parasha, this week's parasha. That's why we're talking about it. Zevulun lechof yamim yishkon v'hu lechof onios. The Yar Chosoi al Tzidoin. Okay, so let's read over here. Zevulun will dwell by the seashore, and he will dwell by the ports of the city. Okay, Rashi Taishas Chof Anios is Mokum Hanamol, the ports where the ships, the port cities. The Yar Chosoi and the side. Yarech is the side that his boundary touches upon the city called Tzidon, the ancient city of Sidon. Sidon is a question if this that they would call today Sidon. Not likely. Whatever it is, Tsar and Sidon. There are two major cities. We don't really know what they are. We can imagine, you look in the art scroll, they'll show you pictures. It's not really clear where exactly on the map is Sidon and Tsar. Okay, we assume it's Lebanon, right? Lebanon up in the north, somewhere in that area. Southern Lebanon.
Southern Lebanon.
Some say it's northern Lebanon.
No.
Okay, whatever it is. Sidon, whatever it is. But this is Zevulun. So let me read you Rashi. Rashi tells us, what do we know about Zevulun? Zevulun, he will dwell by the Mokam Hanomol, the port, Shuanios Nivio Sham Prakmatia. A port city. That's where everything, that's where all of the goods come in. You go out to the world, you engage in business, and you bring back all the trade, the place of trade, Shoya Zevulun. Now here Rashi begins, Shoya Zevulun. Oisek Bithrak Matya would be busy with merchandise. Umamtsi Mozon the Shevet Yisachar would provide food for the Shevet of Yisachar, the entire Shevet. Can you imagine? Not just individual families. Rashi says here, for the entire Shevet Yisachar, Vehem, what would the people of Yisachar do if they were not making Parnasa? Vehem Oiskim B'Torah, they would be busy with Torah. It doesn't actually say learning Torah, just Oiskim B'Torah. V'hu, now Rashi here says something very powerful, V'hu Sha'amah Moshe. Moshe said this, Smach Zevulun b'tzei secha v'yisachar b'ohelecha. Zevulun yotzei bifrak matya v'yisachar oisek b'toyra b'oholim. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Now notice, this may be what Moshe Rabbeinu said, but it's not exactly what Yaakov said. That's one of the main points I want to bring out from the sefer called Shviveyesh. This is an old sefer. It's one of the first of its kind. Today there are a lot of Svarim that try to do what he did, is where he takes a pasuk in the parasha, the sefer is based upon the parashios, and he takes a section in the parasha and he uses it as a springboard to talk about a halachic topic, a halachic inyan. This is probably put out 25 years ago, and today everyone is putting out Svarim that are just like this. But he was, years ago, I remember this was the only, when you wanted to do something like this, this was the only sefer. Stern, Rav Shmuel Eliezer Stern. Ram Yeshivas Chug Chasam Sefer. Machane Avram Rav and Bnei Brak.
Yeah,
you know who he is? Okay, so it's a very chashuv sefer. A lot of it is lumnus. It's a little bit difficult. So this topic is a little bit easier. I'm able to absorb a little bit more than some of the other parashios. But let's go to Parashas Zeis HaBracha. We have here Zevulun and Yisachar. V'lizvulun Amar Semach Zevulun B'tzeitzecha V'yisachar B'ohelecha. Rashi Pasuk Yudches. Rashi says V'lizvulun Amar. Okay, Smach Zevulun B'tzeitzecha Zevulun V'yisachar Asu Shutfes. Here, over here, Rashi says something a little bit more. They made a partnership. They had a pact. The word shutfis is a very powerful word. But it's not what it says in Vayechi. Right? When Rashi explains the pshat of Vayechi, he doesn't say the word shutfis. Yeah. It just says, Mamsi, Zevulun went out into the world, they were successful, and they came back, they had a lot of money, so what are they going to do with the money? So knew we might as well support Avakoyla, we'll put our name on a building, and Sholem Al Yisrael, we'll make a dinner, we'll get some kavod, and we'll go weiter. We'll be good for shidduchim. Right? That's what it says in Parashas Vayichi. But here it says a lot more. Also shutves zavulon l'chayf yamim yishkoin v'yaitzei lifrak matya v'sfinois umistaker, and he would profit v'naisin l'sech piv. Here with very powerful words. The noisin l'soich piv would put the food mamish into the mouth. Shel yisachar v'heim yoshim v'oiskim b'atayr l'fichach. Now Rashi is something even more powerful. L'fichach hikdim zavulin l'yisachar. So that's why zavulin comes first. Why? Shetayrasa shel yisachar al yidei zavulin haisa. Okay, that's scary stuff. That's why Zvulun comes before Yisachar. And this week's parish as well. Zvulun comes first. Zvulun l'chof yavim yishkin v'chul l'chof n'yosiv yichsal tzidon. Then Yisachar chamor gorem. Yisachar is a heavy bone donkey. Roveitz ben hamish pesam, who leans between the boundaries, which is determined to mean that Yisachar is soivel oil toira. Kechamor chozok shemat inin oiso maso kaved roivets ben amishusam kechamor ha'amahalich vayom v'layla ein l'lin b'l'bayis shiroitz l'nuach roivets ben atchumen b'tchumei ha'yoro shemol shemprakmatio. Same idea that Yisachar is Oisek, he bears the burden of Torah. Okay, now, there's a few important points. First thing, let's begin. Let me just throw out some ideas. I don't have a lot of names. I have two svarim that discuss the topic at great length. One is the sefer I mentioned from Rav Stern. Another is the sefer called Shari Ruvain. Shari Ruvain is a very difficult sefer. It's jam-packed, a lot of Kabbalistic inyanim. I think it's written by a Svardi. And he has some very Rav Ruvain Kamil. I assume from Eretz Yisrael, he has some nice things. And the basic question is, what exactly is the nature of this pact between Yisachar and Zvulun? It's discussed, in fact, in the Yerideya. In the Ramban, Yerideya actually discussed it. And there all the Meisei Kalim, they also discuss, they elaborate, and there's big Chalukei Deis. Some Poskim are of the opinion that in order for this thing to work, there must be a shtar. There must be a tenai. This is a real business arrangement.
People used to walk
about with Rav Moshe has a long tshuva on this, and he says this 3 years. After 3 years. So there were all the different issues. First of all, the problem with all of these different discussion is that we have no understanding of what reward is in the next world. When you're dealing with reward in the next world, we have no understanding how that works. But that itself is a question. We also know that in this world there's something called peris. Elu dvarim shadim ochel perisayim b'il mazeh v'yakerin kayemes lo'il mabah. Okay, the next world, I don't know what it's all about, so it's not for me to negotiate. But I know that in this world, I'm a very busy person. I have no time to learn, or if I don't have time to learn, I'm just not cut out for learning. Not every person is cut out to sit and learn. But I don't want to lose the peros she'odim oichel, the perosim she'oichelim b'olam hazeh. So I have a solution. The solution is, let me pay you to learn. Let me support you. You will not have any daigas of parnasa. I will support you, and you will sign a shtar that I will share with you. And this is the big question. These are all the issues. I'm not telling you anything concrete because everything is a very big issue. I want to share the reward. Now, what does that mean? I want to share the reward. Well, you can say I want to share the reward in the next world. Whatever will be, will be. Or means the next world? No, next world. I don't have any shaykhis, so I don't want to interfere. I want to share reward in this world. Whatever zechus you would have, adam ochel perasein ba'olam hazeh. There are benefits that come along with learning Torah. I want to be nene, and therefore I'm going to support you, and we're going to write a shtar, and I will get 50%. Some hold, in order for this to work, you must actually have a commitment with a shtar, has to be signed by witnesses. And Rav Moshe says, in order for it to work, I don't know what the makor is, it has to be for at least 3 years. There's no such thing as doing this for 10 minutes, for a day, for an hour. Has to be 50%, 50-50. Of 50% what?
The person's support.
What do you mean person support?
No, it has to be...
Reward. Oh, so now you're opening up another question. You're opening up another issue. Is this a one-way deal or is it a two-way deal? In other words, listen, we're making a partnership. Partnership means we're going to invest, you're going to purchase property, you're going to invest it. I have 50%. If you want to get 50% of my reward, 50% of the peros, then
you have to do 50%.
What? You don't have to. You can do 20. You have to. You must do. To show that's serious.
You must do 50%.
50%. Real shutvus, because shutvus is 50%. And but furthermore, what about the merchandise? No, let's say I'm going to go in a business venture. I'm going to invest $1 million. That means I'm giving you off the bat $500,000 of the capital is going to be on your name, and the profits will be divided equally. If the business succeeds, you even though you only need to support yourself, you only need to support yourself $50,000. If this business takes off and it's sold for $1 billion, so you will have $500 million in your pocket. And there's absolutely nothing that I can do to take that away from you. But you have to understand, in the next world, 50% of your olam haba is going to me. Now, if not for this pasuk and this chazal, this is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it would be absurd to do something like this. And that is what all the poskim have in common and tell us, that this chazal is an incredible, incredible chiddush. Because there's no such thing as going and doing a mitzvah or taking averos for someone. It's first pasuk, ish b'cheto yumas, lo yumsu aves albanim. When a person does a mitzvah, the reward goes to that person. The person does an aver, the reward goes to that person. There's no such thing as taking reward. But this, there is a myth, but there's no way. What?
Lara says, remember when it took away some years and they gave it to somebody else?
It took away years?
Yeah, somebody.
Someone died before their time. Someone who died before them, the Satan took away a person. Else. So therefore, the word that goes to a tzaddikim who are humble. Yeah, to a tzaddikim who are humble, they get extra years.
Who gets the star, though?
The people that are. They're over a mavral midoisaf.
I know, but who gets the star for what he does? During those years,
yeah, the neshama that died prematurely.
Yeah, it's sheer.
Okay, so I don't know. Could be there are things like this. Like someone has said that every husband and wife team is also automatically a yisachar zavulun relationship. A woman is not mechuyev in learning Torah, but in the next world she will receive half of the reward the husband gets for learning because she was the enabler. She
had a father-in-law and son-in-law.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, father will support the son-in-law, so it's basically a shutfis of yisachar zavulun. So that's the question. So someone has said. Let's discuss the issues. There's something called Hachzoka Satara. Hachzoka Satara is where you give money to a Jewish institution of education. You come make a collection, the yeshiva comes, we have Talmidim in elementary school, we need money to support the Torah or a kol or whatever it is. Give money. What do you think that by you giving, writing out a check, you're going to get reward, half of the reward of the Talmidim based medrash? According to most of what I read over here, that's nonsense. There's something called Hachzoka Satara. Some will come and approach you, they need tefillin for Russian immigrants. They can't afford to buy tefillin. It costs $1,000. Would you be so kind to give a donation of $1,000 to buy a Russian immigrant, an orphan, a pair of tefillin? Or does that mean that every time that this child puts on tefillin the rest of his life, you're going to get the reward for tefillin the rest of your life? Nonsense. You've done a mitzvah. You have enabled a person. There's a special reward in the Olam Haba for enabling another person to do a mitzvah. But the etzem, the reward of doing the mitzvah itself, is a 100% reserved for the person himself. That's another pashat. The person who puts on the tefillin is going to get reward for putting on tefillin, whatever that means. We don't know what this means. You who have enabled him to get into the mitzvah, you will get reward for enabling him to do the mitzvah, but not for the mitzvah itself. So one would argue, and one, in fact, many people say this, that when it comes to learning Torah, it's very nice. You have a kollel, and the kollel needs to be supported, or you have an elementary school, there's something called Talmud Torah, or let's say higher education. You don't need to learn after a certain age, so everything is all icing on the cake. A kollel, you want to support a kollel, very nice. You give a donation. The people who sit in the kollel, they have chosen this life for themselves. They will receive the reward for their learning. And the people that have given the money, they will get reward for Hachzoka Satara. Hachzoka Satara. This concept of saying, no, I want in a piece of the action. I want to actually get the reward for your learning of Torah. Learning Torah is in a category by itself. I want into that thing itself. This is a novel idea, and this is something which we're not familiar with. And it's only because Chazal have taught us this, based upon this pasuk, the juxtaposition of these two Shvatim and the Bracha and the Vayichi and Shavos, that you can say such a thing. Therefore, many Gedolim, this is very common, say, since this thing is such a major, major Chiddush, such a massive Chiddush, you have to bring it up one notch. What do you mean one notch? There has to be a shtar. That's number one. There has to be clear, stipulated, 50-50%. Number two, to show that you're really serious about this, it can't be a one-way street. I'm going to support you, and you are going to have I'm going to have 50% of your learning, but don't tell me how to run the business. And all you're getting is, I'll give you $30,000 a year, and that's it. I'm not giving you one penny more. If the business takes off, the business becomes successful, and it's sold for $1 billion, too, you'll get your same $30,000. Then you're not getting from the other person's half of his olam haba. No way. That's not the way it works.
You get into $30,000.
You get this hachzoka satira. You want to do a tztaka? You want to mind your own business? So you want the yisachar to mind his business and not shepherd your business to see the books? So don't, you know, you have no shaykhis to his real reward. If you really want to go do this, it's a chiddush that it can be done, that we acknowledge, but it has to be done with a shtar and has to be done to the degree where you actually, the yisachar is able to have a tfisa on the assets. He actually has 50% of the business. He's a decision maker. He has a seat on the board, and he's entitled to 50% of the profits. Now comes the next question.
That's a problem.
Why is it a problem?
Stop sitting and learning when he's working.
So he's not going to be involved. He's not, obviously, you're right. If he's not going to be learning, then
the responsibility.
Really, not yisachar.
Well, in a chanamid, it's not. You see, we don't really have today real yisachar. The truth is, the real yisachars you don't know about. The real yisachars today are nechav and akelim you don't know about. It's very weird today. We live in a world that is so complex and so busy. Everyone today is trying to do both. Everyone's trying to be the big talmud chacham, and on the side he has a little business. He has some investments. He has this. He has that.
Exactly.
We don't have a real yisachar zvulun today.
Why
what?
Israel, yeah. They say that these guys should do the draft is because they know this.
A
whole black economy.
Okay, but there's more. It's a very complicated world. We all know that. You have to deal with the hamoinam. It's a very complicated world. But real yisachar is a person that is mamish kula Torah. To find these people like that today, all this very theoretical. We don't have such people. But this is the, now. Here comes the next big question. The next big question is, what are the ethics of doing this? Why in the world would a person want to give up half of his olam haba? Everyone knows the story with the person is he comes home one day with a lot of money and his wife, where did you get all this money? I sold my olam haba. Totally irreligious person. Someone paid me all this money to give him his olam haba. So I figured, I'm not religious, what do I need it for? I might as well make you happy.
That's and, what the, said.
And the wife divorced him. The wife said to him, I'm not living with the person. We're not living with the person who gave away olam haba. I don't want this. You get it back. And the person didn't want to give it back so fast. It wasn't so easy to get it back. But the wife of a simple purple did not want to give away. Okay, now it is a very fascinating medrash. It is a very fascinating medrash that compares Naftali. We think the big Talmud Chacham is Yisachar. The Medrash says the real big Talmud Chacham was Naftali, because Naftali sat and learned with Mesiras Nefesh in dire poverty. Didn't have one penny, and it says there's a pasuk that talks about the Nesim, the gifts. I probably can't find this. It was a big mishmash. No food stamps, nothing, no support, and he suffered. And he had, he the words there are that he received 1,000 verse Yehuda. Let me see if I can find it quickly somewhere over here where Yisachar only received 20%. The reward that Yisachar received relative to the reward that Naftali received as a deacon, the pasuk, was 20% of what Naftali received, because Naftali wanted to learn Torah but did not believe in this lifestyle of someone supporting him and giving away half of his olam haba to enable him to learn Torah. He rather learned Torah with Mesiras Nefesh and not have someone support him, and the real thing, and then the Medrash really compliments Yehuda as living up to the higher standard. In other words, the Medrash basically appears to say is that it's better than nothing. The Yisachar, and it's a shocking thing to say, is that what would be Yisachar's alternative? Zero. The alternative is, it's not only zero, it's a very tough question. You can't generalize. You see in our own lives, there are many different types of people. Yisachar did not have that Mesiras Nefesh to learn in dire poverty. He couldn't do it. So I'm going out to work. But Yisachar, it was a real shame because Yisachar had the brains. They had the brains and they had tremendous talent. but they didn't have the Mesiris Nefesh to use their talent without Parnasa. So the next best thing was Zevulun came to the rescue. Zevulun said, listen, we don't have the talent, we don't have the brains to sit and learn, but we have all the money, so let's make a partnership. You sit and learn, you'll be comfortable, you'll be supported, and we will pay the bills. But that's not the ideal. The ideal is to be like Naftali. Naftali was the shevet that was not supported and was meiser nefesh to learn without anyone supporting them. Now the truth is, these two ideas, we mentioned the concept that there's two different concepts. There's a somewhere in the middle where you have people, you don't see this today, people writing shtaros and are supported by, you know, you don't see that today. Maybe years ago such thing happened. And they would want to write a shtar?
Yeah.
Wow,
they're
very desperate.
I mean, not individually.
You want to make sure that the guy doesn't back out of the contract.
Well, it was a contractor for other people. Okay, today you see more the tzad of hachzaka satara. We're not giving away our olam haba. We have a kolo. The kolo is going to go on with or without you. We'll schnorr money from someone. So we'll get someone to give us the money. We want to give you an opportunity to have the zechus of hachzaka satara. To be, when they say today Yisachar, you go to yeshiva din, they say Yisachar zvulon, they don't mean because today we don't this frowned upon this approach. Hachzaka satara. You'll have the zechus supporting Torah, but don't get any ideas. Just like we're not telling you how to run your business, we're not giving away our olam haba. And the thing I really like very much, which really hit me very nice, is what he tries to do in a nutshell in this sefer out of time is he goes through all of the different issues, all the different poskim, and the reason why it's such a major mishmash is because no one knows what's going on in the next world. No one knows what it means, reward and punishment. No one has any understanding. So everyone just speculating, and he tries to show there are really two mahalchim. There is the mahalach of the real business deal, the real 50-50, and the shtar, and I have a say in the business. And then there's the mahalach of Yisachar Zvulun Hachzaka Satara. And what he basically says is, that's the difference between the brachas of Yaakov and Moshe Rabbeinu. Yaakov, the flavor of the brachas of Yaakov Avinu is Hachzaka Satara. There were different kufis of Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar, they sat and learned. They're going to learn no matter what. It was a tkufa, whatever the period of history was. If Zevulun goes bankrupt, so Yisachar, they're still sitting and learning. They're not leaving. They have nowhere to go. They're not going anywhere. Is Zevulun, you want the zechus of Achzaka Satara? You want to take some of the profits and be mamsi and make it easy for us? Good for you. You'll have reward, but don't get too carried away. That's the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu did not like this idea of 50-50, and that's why there's no mention anywhere in the Tupsum of integration. All it says in the pasuk is you have a Yisachar, you have a Zevulun, and you have a Yisachar. And there's no real integration. Zvulun Omar, Smach Zvulun, Bitsesach, I'm reading a book from Zosar Brach, sorry. In Parashas Vayichi, Zvulun, Lechof Yamim Yishkoin, Vul Lechof Onios Vyachasu Al Tzidon. There's no, the parasha ends. There's a parasha break. There's a bracha for Zvulun. Zvulun, you'll have a beautiful piece of land. It's going to be by the port city. It's going to be by Nitzidon. It'll be successful. Rashi tells us, Sinedrish, by the way, what do you need all the money? What do you need the money for? How much sushi could you buy already when you're out in the sea, in the Mediterranean? What are you going to do with all the extra sushi? So what are you going to do? You're going to share it. It's since the next parsha. It's a parsha break. Yisachar is the chamor gorem. And notice here, the bracha to Yisachar, notice, is Mesiras Nefesh. It's chamor gorem, a heavy, a donkey with burden, birdie. Roivates, it doesn't go home to sleep. It lies in the base medrash. Vayar menucha kinah, it saw the beauty of Torah. Ah, v'yesa'aretz kinah ema. There's nothing to do with Zevulun. Zevulun, leave me alone. You want to give me a bonus check for the new year? Okay, I'll take the bonus. V'yet shichma lispo v'hil ma'asoyvei. In the Zois HaBrocha, this is Golas. Zois HaBrocha is the Chumash HaDvarim. Chumash HaDvarim is the Golas, where things are not ideal. We don't live in a perfect world. And people, unfortunately, in Golas, we get very desperate. And when you get desperate, you sell the Olam Haba. That's really what he's saying over here. And this is a bracha, which is a bracha for out of necessity, out of desperation. And that's why in the Zeis HaBracha, it's in one pasuk. The two are integrated. Smach zavulon bitzei secha v'yisacha b'alecha. The word smach is also going on yisacha. Yisacha, you should also be happy because you're going to live it up. You're going to live. You have a swimming pool and you'll have all the amenities of life because who's paying the bills? Zavulon is paying the bills. And why is Zavulon so happy to pay the bills? Because here Rashi uses much very powerful words. Shutvis. Mamsi Lepi, we're dealing over here, the words that Rashi selected to describe the partnership is much, much more powerful. This, he says, is the approach of all the Gedolei Yisrael that focus on, you write a shtar, it's going to be for 3 years, 50-15, Olam Haba, and you're going to have to go and give, there has to be give up of your money to make sure that it's a real business deal, you have to give them the profits. Two different mahalchim. So every time you hear about this thing in the dinner, the Yisachar Zvulun relationship, you have to know. Are we talking about the Yisachar Zvulun relationship of Parashas Vayichi? Are we discussing the Yisachar Zvulun relationship of Parashas Vizayis HaBaracha? That's the Etzim His Yisai, and all of the Mefarshim and the Achrayim that talk about this has to be put inside one of these, this template, these two patterns. Just to conclude, there are a lot of sort of Hasidim, it's a very big thing about Hasidim, and there's something to it, is they would always make the Rebbe a shutif in the business. They felt that if they would give the Rebbe, put his name on the business, the zechus of the Rebbe would bring hatzlocha to the business. There's something to it. A yisacha can't be toiveya from a zavul and do it for me. But if a person has a business and you say, you know, I guarantee in writing in my with my lawyer, I put that 20% off the profits of this business, no matter what, are going to go to an organization, to a yeshiva that you hold from, or to a Talmud Chacham that you hold from. You know, that's there's something to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his interest in mind. It's not just the business will be successful, not just because it's not. I'm not working for myself. I'm putting in 18-hour days. Who am I working for? If I don't put in the document, I'm putting the document in my lawyer, then I'm for someone else. Yeah, the year is over, I'll see how much money I made, and then I will decide how much money stuck I'm going to give. The place could then say, why don't you write in the document 5% time, and then you can say that every day when you put in 18 hours, who am I working for? I'm not even working for me. I'm working for you, Hashem. I wrote in the document that a certain amount of money is going to go to this Mossad that I feel is a holy Mossad, important thing. You're not even working for yourself. It's a whole different life. A whole different life. So it changes you. And number two, Hashem has his interest. He wants you to succeed because Hashem needs the money to support the Mossad. So it takes on a whole different, that's a chelik of this concept called Yisachar Zavur. Alright, have a wonderful day. Yeah. Yes, he was assigned. The Torah, yes, gave that territory on purpose. Not for that reason. That's where.
He couldn't make deliveries the same way.
Okay, could be, but that's where they accept.